much fun was it to be part of the defense and that, you know, we were able to get the win there at the end and just the way you guys were able to hang tough and make those plays?
It was really fun. Just through that experience of that game, it just brings back like a lot of memories just going back to Tennessee, going back to last year, Wisconsin. Every time like us defensive players were on the offenses on the field and we're on the benches and we're just like looking at each other like, it's on us, man, it's on us. You know, we see the offense like they'll struggle sometimes and then we're just like, hey, it's on us. All right, let's keep this going. And then when we actually make the plays in the game, it's just a whole other feeling because we come off to the sideline. We're like, yep, that was us. You know, like we shake each other's hands. You know, we give props to those who did the play or made the play. And it's a great experience, you know, like my brotherhood that, you know, that I'm grateful to be a part of.
Not in terms of positions, but in terms of what you guys are able to do out there as a defense. What do you feel is the strength of the defense right now?
I feel is that we're all doing our role individually, like as a position. Of course, like we're a defense, but everybody's sticking to the role and trusting their technique, trusting our coaches, what they're giving us and our game plan going into that week. You know, from Monday, how we install, Tuesday we watch their film and we install from there, and Wednesday we kind of like finalize it and then practice from there, and Thursday it's just all like a walkthrough set. And just like the strength of it is that we trust each other, you know, like, yeah, we have young players here and there in different positions, but we trust them and we trust the coaches and giving them their ability to, you know, to play their position. And, you know, look what happened, you know, we did it, you know. So I think that's the strength, is that we trust each other. So
how satisfying was that win for you? You were a guy coming out of high school, had Pac-12 offers, decided to stay in state. Just what that meant for you?
Meant a lot, you know. It was good for me, you know. Just I felt like as if I'm an underdog, you know. Just our team BYU, just going into every game, I feel like we're the underdogs and everything. And just having that win is just, for me, it's just like, yeah, man, you know, like we can do anything, you know what I mean? Like for myself, I can make big things happen, you know. When I'm in the game, I put myself in the situation. I tell myself, you know, like I was born for this, you know, like I was ready for this. And when things happened, then I'm like, yeah, it was just really satisfying for me.
It seemed like you were really able to assert yourself in this game and then really make some plays, maybe more so than you have so far in your career. Would you agree with that? And what's led to that progression?
I think it's just learning from game to game. Although, like, yeah, a couple games I haven't done like really much, but I think you know, you just take a chance in some plays and, you know, you'll make it. And I feel like that's what I did in the past games. In my first year actually playing last year, I feel like I had to play with technique and just try to play my assignment, hold my assignment, and like, yeah, I did it. I did my job. Although I didn't make the play, I did my job. But then this year I'm more of like, you know, do the same thing, keep my assignment, but try to make some plays, try to put, you know, myself out there and help out the team that I can. But yeah, that's it.
When you have an opponent like Washington that comes in with a reputation as a tough defensive team, mm-hmm. based on what they've accomplished in past seasons, we kind of know what pressure an offense feels in that situation. But how does a defense look at that situation?
I think we look at it as if it's nothing that we've never seen before. You know, we've played against teams with good receivers, like this past game, USC, good quarterback, although he was a true freshman, good quarterback, can throw, good skill players and a wide receiver, good O-line. Just like Tennessee, they had good receivers, good O-line, you know, like, we approach it as if we're like, it's nothing we've never seen, like, you know, before. It's just another game for us, is on to the next, and prepare ourselves to get that victory at the end.
Will last year's result, they won lopsided, mm-hmm. have any impact or bearing on this game?
I think it's motivation to us, you know, like last year was it was something that we weren't expecting in the end, but this year it's, you know, coming off of two high-end wins and just going in using our, you know, like our motivation and everything that we've accomplished so far, just going into this game, I feel like we're going to be more confident and ready for this game. So
Kalani says he really challenged the defensive line prior to the USC game. Mm-hmm. Lot put on you guys. I mean, three-man pressures, and you guys aren't getting much help anywhere. Did you like that? Did you like having that pressure all on you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's our coaches. You know, they put it on us, and it's just like a challenge. Oh yeah, we'll accept this challenge. You know, if you want a three-man rush, we'll give you a three-man rush, and if it helps our defense out, it did. Drop eight, rush three picks. You know what I mean? Like, so And then for us as a defensive line, they challenge us to get pressure and something, you know, like as men, we won't back down to a challenge. You know, if somebody gives you a challenge, try to get a sack, try to rush the QB, like, all right, it's on us, so we'll do it. And it's, you know, we accept every challenge that coaches give it to us, so yeah.
I think most people take, when you guys have a three-man rush, they don't expect the defensive tackles to necessarily be put force in the action. Yeah. What did you guys do to force that?
It was basically just whoever had the one-on-one just win the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of been a theme for us since I've been here, you know, ever since I came here. Coach Diaki has emphasized to win your one-on-one battle. Even if it was just pass rush one-on-one with the O-line, mm-hmm. if, you know, we need to win the one-on-ones. And I feel like during the game, if we rush three, there's 2-on-2 on each side, and if it's just a nose, you got to win your one-on-one. So I think just like going off of that, going with that in the mindset of the game, if you had the one-on-one, win the one-on-one, get a bat down or get a sack.
How satisfying is it when you're facing, you know, a six-man, you know, protection or seven? Mm-hmm. There's a couple, I think they had seven guys in, and you guys still got pressure with just three. Mm-hmm. How satisfying is that as a defender when you're able to do that?
I think it's really satisfying. If you're able to do that as a defense, then the offense has to change up something else, and then we have something for that, you know. Like, so it's really satisfying for us, you know. If I get a sack, then the whole defense gets a sack, you know. Not just my stats, you know, Dion got a sack. If I got a sack, Dion got a sack. And it's something that we always emphasize to each other, too. We always tell them, like, get me a pick, I'll get you a sack. We always say that before we run on the field. So it's really satisfying, especially for the coaches, you know. Like, it's their game plan they're giving to us, and we're fulfilling their game plan. And I guess, you know, like, it's really satisfying for us, so yeah.
What's instilled this confidence that regardless of the circumstances, you guys are going to find a way to come away with a win?
I think it's just trust, man. Like, we trust one another, and I trust my linebackers, my corners, my safeties. They trust me. I think it's just having that trust, and when that trust comes and we make the plays, it just confidence just goes up and up and up, and then that from going on to each season and each game, it just grows. So, yeah.
Was that a different level of Kyrus Tonga that we saw on Saturday?
Yeah, that's Kyrus, man. That's him. You would expect that every game from him, man. He's a great guy, and he's a leader for me too, especially him being older, and I look up to him as a mentor for me, because we teach each other things in the film room. I sit next to him, he sits next to me, and, you know, sometimes we'll joke around with each other, but then most of the part we're serious, and he'll give me critiques on some things, and then I'll give him a critique on some things, and just having Kyrus around is a good, you know, it's good for me that I can see and learn from the upperclassmen.
But it's obviously still early, but when you walk into that film room and take your first look at Washington, what's kind of the first thing that jumps off the page, like, dang, these guys are X? What's kind of the first thing you notice about
the offense? I'll just go off of last year. Like, I really thought their own line was really good, and I don't know if they had seniors last year that moved on, but from my experience from last year, it was like, dang, that was one of the toughest O-line that I've ever won against was Washington compared to the other schools that I've played against. And just for me, coming off, it was like, yeah, their O-line is really good. And it's a challenge for me and our D-line and to, you know, like, to make a statement this game and change it from last season to a new season this year.